news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, the latest on the funeral procession for slain Mobile police officer Tudor on the way. Check Dr. Bill's forecast, a stormy day ahead, and right now, traffic. Here's a drive-in with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've got a high wind advisory that gusted up to 30 and 35 miles an hour this morning, but accident-free conditions continue. Mobile Police Department, state troopers are clear, plenty of radar, and the school buses are traveling again, but nothing out of the ordinary, just some pretty gusty winds. Hang on to the wheel. Host a Mardi Gras parade party from your own private balcony on Royal Street in downtown Mobile. Connected to the Battle House Hotel, these balconies offer great views of the parades and are ideal for catching plenty of throws. Call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be mild with showers and temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, a few evening showers and thunderstorms, then colder with lows in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press Register gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast. Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:09, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Talk to Dr. Bill in depth about our forecast coming up at 6:35 as Dalton was blown across the parking lot walking in this morning. And he is not slight. Neither of us are slight of stature.
No, pretty blocky.
And we got blown across the parking lot as big south winds are blowing today. Of course, that's a harbinger of what's to come as we have a front coming our way. Rain in the mix today. We'll find out if any chance of severe weather is associated with this when we talk to Dr. Bill. First set of showers should be rolling through. Like if you're in Sims or so, you're getting it. Saraland, getting it. Mobile, not yet. Down around Codan, Grand Bay, you got a few cells heading your way, so be ready for that. And Baldwin County cell right there around Gulf Shores proper in the downtown Gulf Shores. Other than that, Baldwin County looking okay as we get started. All right, I mentioned this too. We mentioned yesterday that they had set the times for visitation for slain Mobile police officer Sean Tudor. That was scheduled for Dolphin Way Baptist Church from 5 to 8 tomorrow evening, and then from 10 to 11 on Friday, and the funeral procession and funeral to follow. Now, more information about that as our news partners at WKRG are talking about the funeral procession for slain officer Sean Tudor. First of all, we are starting at, and somebody said, what church is that? And I guess it's, if you don't live right here, I mean, I have to go that way coming and going all the time. They said, Dolphin Way, which one is that? I said, holy cow. If you get off on Dolphin Street off 65, mm-hmm. It's that one.
You can't miss it.
To be technical, it's the southwest quadrant of that intersection there between Dolphin Street and 65. But y'all, if you pull off at that intersection, you're going to see Dolphin Way Baptist Church.
It's just east of Spring Hill Hospital.
Yes.
Right there.
And it's the footprint of it is dang near as big as Spring Hill Hospital. It's a big old church. All right. So here's what we're getting from Mobile Police Department. I said Officer Tudor will be laid to rest at Mobile Memorial Gardens at 6100 Three Notch Croner Road. The funeral procession will immediately follow the service. From Dolphin Way Baptist Church, the funeral procession will travel to Dolphin Street, west to McGregor, south to Azalea, continuing to Government, turning west onto Government and traveling to Three Notch and entering Mobile Memorial Gardens from there. So the reason this information is important, obviously, if you were there at the funeral, you'll be part of the procession. You just follow the car in front of you. But for so many folks that want to show their love to the family, just like it was for the procession for Officer Billa, people were lining the streets. So the areas you would be lining the streets, of course, they're going to come out of Dolphin Way Baptist, and they're heading west. Picture that. You're going to head west on Dolphin, where it goes up to the intersection there, where it becomes Wimbledon on one side. But they're going to turn a left there on McGregor. So they go Dolphin, turn a left on McGregor. Then you'll have the area there by McGregor and Airport. Okay, a lot of people there. Maybe if you have a business there or somewhere, you could stand there. It's going to cross over heading south now. And at that point, McGregor becomes Azalea. And be going down Azalea from there. And it's going to take Azalea and go down to Government. And you'll go the whole way down. There's a lot of businesses down there at Government and Azalea. Big parking lots, too. That would be a place, if I was thinking about where you want to stand. As you approach there, there's a parking lot and a shopping center there to your right or the west side of that intersection where they're going to turn and go west, go right on Government and head out to Three Notch.
There's also a little vacant lot across the street from that on Government.
They hadn't built anything there yet?
They still haven't built anything there. Sometimes you'll see fruit stands and things like that out in that lot.
But okay, so that's going to be a good place.
Yeah, for sure.
So I would think, you know, because everything else will be, as they come out of the church, other than right there along the hospital or across the street there where Atlanta Bread is and all that, that's a good place. But the next place would be the parking lot there. You have a Moe's, Southwest Grill, on one side. The strip of shopping there, Pinebrook Shopping Center on the other, that it crosses over Azalea. And you do have parking lot there on the west side of Azalea once you're through the intersection, that big parking lot and that shopping center. And then another good spot, like you and I were talking about there, at Government and Azalea. And then down Government, there'll be a lot of places
I'm also thinking on Azalea where the license office is. That's a really big parking lot. You probably wouldn't be able to see from your vehicle there, but there's plenty of space. Right next to the McDonald's on Azalea, if you park in that big parking lot.
That continues on. That's what I'm saying. From Airport down to there, you'll have
plenty of parking.
Yeah, a lot of parking, a lot of places to be. So we'll kind of keep that information flowing. If you want to come out tomorrow or Friday and show your gratitude and show your love to the family of slain Officer Tudor, that will be sometime 11-ish. They're going to be leaving the church. I'm sure that's going to be in flux a little bit. I think that procession will take a long time, like it did with Officer Billa, where, remember, there were people still leaving the church as there are people already arriving at the cemetery. All right, to have more details on the way, too, because yesterday press conference from Mobile Police Chief Batista. He's talking more about what went on Sunday when Officer Tudor was shot and killed. All right, coming right back. News 5 is next.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Visitation for slain Mobile Police Officer Sean Tudor is set for Thursday evening from 5 to 8 at Dauphin Way Baptist Church. Another visitation will take place at 10 Friday morning with the funeral to follow at 11. A procession from there to Mobile Memorial Gardens will follow Azalea Road to Highway 90 to Three Notch Road. People are expected to line the route to pay their respects to Officer Tudor. Former students from the Alabama School of Math and Science are weighing in on a rape investigation involving a current student. We're told a group of alumni made a plan to hound the school with calls and emails saying they're angry with how the school responded. The reaction is in response to a letter sent to parents by the alleged victim, which claims the school did not call police when the student reported the assault. In a previous statement from ASMS, the board says police were called, but that statement doesn't say when. The Florida Highway Patrol released pictures of a truck they believe to be involved in a deadly hit and run that happened last Thursday night. It's an image of a dump truck towing a 30-foot trailer. The crash happened on Fairfield Drive. The victim has not been identified. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
There are thousands of Mobile and Baldwin County adults listening to Mobile's newest, boldest, freshest radio station. Hi, this is Rennie Brabner of the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. Why not make all of those listeners your customers? Let our advertising expertise in this station go to work for you. Just give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 19. I'd love to talk to you about an advertising plan for your local business on FM Talk 106.5.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
The MLB has their first unanimous selection to the Hall of Fame. Auburn loses a close one, and the Senior Bowl practices have been moved. For today, 617 on FM Talk 106.5, I'm Dalton Orwig, and right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The 2019 Baseball Hall of Fame class was announced yesterday, with longtime New York Yankees closer Mariano Rivera becoming the first player ever to receive 100% of the vote.
Being elected to the Hall of Fame, unanimous. It's amazing. You know, all I have to say is thank God for that.
Former Yankees and Baltimore Orioles pitcher Mike Mussina, the late Toronto Blue Jays and Philadelphia Phillies pitcher Roy Halladay, and former Seattle Mariners designated hitter Edgar Martinez were also elected into the Hall. Rivera holds the record for most saves all time with 652 and won 5 World Series championships. Before yesterday, no one had ever been a unanimous selection to the Hall of Fame before Rivera, who broke Ken Griffey Jr.'s mark of 99.32% of the vote from 2 years ago. Even Babe Ruth didn't get a unanimous selection.
What?
He was right behind Griffey as far as percentage points, but Babe Ruth and Ken Griffey Jr. were not unanimous. Rivera becomes the first ever to hold that.
Nicely done.
Yeah. In SEC basketball last night, the Alabama Crimson Tide cruised past number 20 Ole Miss 74-53. John Petty came off the bench and led the Tide with 15 points, and Dante Hall scored 11 points with 10 rebounds for a school record 4th consecutive double-double. The 16th-ranked Auburn Tigers lost a tough one at home to South Carolina, 80-77. The Gamecocks pulled off the upset behind Chris Silva's career-high 32 points. In other games, number 8 Kentucky crushed number 22 Mississippi State 76-55, and Florida beat Texas A&M 81-72. Well, Saints fans are not letting the NFL off easy after losing to Los Angeles in Sunday's NFC Championship game. After a missed call by officials helped keep the Saints out of the Super Bowl, at least 2 lawsuits have been filed by local attorneys on behalf of Saints fans. The lawsuits are meant to compel Commissioner Roger Goodell to use his power under the NFL rulebook to replay the final minute and 49 seconds of regulation of the Saints' overtime loss. In addition, Saints fan Matt Bowers has rented billboards in and around the Atlanta area, where Super Bowl 53 is being held, to voice his displeasure with the league. Some of the billboards read, "Saints got robbed," and "NFL blew it," the Cajun style,
yes.
B-L-E-A-U-X.
Yes.
But I believe that would be NFL blow it. So yeah. I'm not sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that might be the message he intends to send. Also, a petition that started on change.org to replay the game has nearly 600,000 signatures. That was of yesterday afternoon. The Saints have taken no formal action against the league so far, but owner Gail Benson released a statement on Monday saying that she has, quote, been in touch with the NFL regarding yesterday's events and will aggressively pursue changes in NFL policies to ensure no team and fan base is ever put in a similar position again. In coaching news, the Kansas City Chiefs fired defensive coordinator Bob Sutton on Tuesday. Sutton has worked as Kansas City's defensive coordinator since 2013. That's when the Chiefs brought in Andy Reid as their head coach. The Chiefs finished 31st in total defense this season, while the offense finished number 1 overall in the NFL. Senior Bowl practices began yesterday at Ladd Peebles Stadium. The teams were scheduled to practice at Ladd again today, but due to potential bad weather, Executive Director Jim Nagy announced last night that the teams will instead move practices to South Alabama's new indoor facility. Because of the limited space, today's practices will be closed to the public, but the NFL Network will air a full recap show beginning at 7 p.m. Oakland Raiders coach John Gruden is coaching the Northern squad this year. He spoke about the advantage of coaching all of these NFL prospects.
You're going to get to learn 100 players and get some hands-on information that you couldn't get if you weren't coaching the game. So We've drafted players from this game before, and I'm sure we'll do that again.
The Raiders have three first-round picks in this year's NFL draft. Practices will be back at Ladd People Stadium tomorrow and open to the public. 621 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
MedSouth and Foley has been improving patient lives through a variety of healthcare services for over 30 years. They are well equipped to help with all your medical equipment needs and accept most major insurances, including Medicare. MedSouth carries a large selection of CPAP machines and supplies, nebulizers and oxygen, even power wheelchairs. Back pain? Back bracing is their specialty. Better living starts with a visit to MedSouth on McKenzie Street in Foley. MedSouth, providing quality care for their patients and community every day.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be mild with showers and temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, a few evening showers and thunderstorms, then colder with lows in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
Chris Champ Napier was raised in Pritchard and as a young boy witnessed his father's murder. Later expelled from school, became a drug dealer, and murdered a man who tried to rip him off. In prison, he found hope in the Muslim faith, repented, and became a model prisoner. Redemption Beyond My Past is a documentary about his life. See the film and meet this remarkable man Thursday, February 7th, 6:30 p.m. at the Ben May Main Library, 701 Government downtown. Call 208-7079 for more.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State troopers are clear, but a windy start with wind gusts of up to 35 miles an hour with us this morning, so be careful over the Bayway, the Causeway, and some of the bridge systems. But beyond that, a perfect start to the morning. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing for up to 60 months, model 8377. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
We're at 624 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. And yeah, winds gusting, and we'll get more details from Dr. Bill Williams. Obviously, they're gusting out of the south. They are bringing in the moist air, and there are already some rain showers. I was explaining earlier, just checking the radar, and I got a note here from Supermom on the text line that I was correct. It was coming down, cats and dogs. In Sims, they're getting a lot of rain there, a cell there in South Baldwin, but all of us going to get a taste of this over the next few hours. Dr. Bill, fill in the exact timeline coming up in just a little bit.
Yeah, I can always tell how windy it's been overnight when the amount of sticks that are on or around my car.
That's your barometer?
I removed all the trees I could at one point.
You have been. Just a side note, just to pull the curtain back, since Dalton and his wife have purchased this house, y'all been like logging.
Yeah.
Y'all been like some pulpwooders up there. Y'all been cutting some trees down.
Yeah, there's been some big trees that I was worried would fall on the house. So
you called Chris Francis.
Yeah, thanks to Chris Francis and his awesome team there at Chris Francis Tree Care. They took care of that problem. But you can't do anything about the little sticks that are falling off the small trees that I have. So that's what I use to determine how windy it's been overnight.
You know what I call that?
What's that?
It's kindling.
You're right.
It's kindling. You can start your fire up. That's except the stuff that's been up there too long that has like fungus growing on it.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's pretty good kindling. All right, 625 FM Talk 106.5. Fundraiser today going on at Moe's Southwest Grill on Schillinger. 10% of proceeds today going to help the family of slain Officer Sean Tudor. In addition, another fundraiser coming up in February. I know you have a note on that up on our Facebook page.
Yeah, Facebook, and it's still on our website. We're going to keep it up there for a little while. But that'll be at the Azalea Manor Sunday, February the 10th, and it'll begin at 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. The event organizer, Sharon Summerlin, says there will be music, food, and an auction, and all the proceeds that come from this fundraiser will go directly to Officer Tudor's wife, Chrissy. And you can also send monetary donations through the Mobile Police Department, and you can volunteer that day of the event, February 10th. They say you should arrive at 10 a.m. and stay as long as you can.
All right. We'll keep that information up. You can check it out there on our website for a limited time, but it'll stay on our Facebook page. And as we get more information on different fundraisers, like the ones one today in Moe's, the one coming up on the 10th at Azalea Manor, we will post those up too. So if you have, and I know different people have called and said, hey, we want to have an event or do something. I know that I talked to my partner, my buddy Tom Claxton, yesterday. It looks like we're getting ready to organize one as well. Just waiting for the ink to get completely dry on this one, but we'll make an announcement and probably be doing a live broadcast to help promote that. So I'll give you details on that. I think there's going to be a lot of these, and we will kind of, what's the hip term? Curate them.
Yeah.
Which is like putting stuff on a list.
But organizing.
Now, yeah. I used to just call it like putting a list together. Now they're like, oh, you're curating such and such. Well, we'll put that information. How about that? We'll just put it up there on the Facebook page.
And after, you know, something as sad as this happens, it's awful that it happens, but it's beautiful to see the community come together and that we have to curate a list for all of the things that people are doing to try to help.
Well said. Also, on the good news front yesterday, Frontier Airlines coming to Mobile, flying out of Brooklyn, what they're calling, of course, the downtown airport, Brooklyn, not Mobile Regional. Come back from Dr. Bill. We'll talk more about where they're going to fly and how many days a week they're going to fly there. It's good news if you want to go west. And I had to think about the family trip to go west. And we're pretty stoked about that. Frontier Airlines flying out of Brooklyn. We'll tell you more about that coming up.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police have released new information in the death of Officer Sean Tudor. Chief Lawrence Patisse outlined the fatal encounter Officer Tudor had with 19-year-old Marco Perez. Undercover and on a tip from an informant, Officer Tudor drove to West Mobile Sunday to look for Perez at the Peach Place Inn. He was sitting in his car when Perez rapidly approached him. A scuffle broke out and Officer Tudor was shot several times.
And then he reholstered his weapon because of the physical contact that took place.
At the time of the shooting, Officer Tudor was alone, but backup was on the way. The list of failing schools in the state of Alabama is out. Of the 76 schools who made the list, 11 are in the News 5 viewing area, 9 in Mobile County, 1 in Monroe County, and 1 in Escambia County. Failing is defined as a school listed in the bottom 6% based on standardized testing in math and reading. You'll soon be able to fly nonstop from Mobile to Denver and Chicago. Frontier Airlines announced it will start service out of Mobile out of Brooklyn Field, not Mobile Regional Airport. Frontier will be the first significant commercial airline to fly to the downtown airport in decades. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
And I hope you can help me. The big game is this Sunday, and I always throw the best tailgating parties. But I can't show up with my tailgate all banged up like this.
What happened here?
I may have been checking the scores while trying to back into a parking spot.
I understand, sir. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
There are many important issues in Alabama today, and none are more important than ensuring our children have loving, nurturing families to care for them. There are more than 6,000 foster children in Alabama who need you to be the difference in their lives. So please join our team for foster children. Open your heart and open your home. Become an Alabama foster or adoptive family. Call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS and become the change in a child's life.
Sponsored by the Alabama DHR, the ABA, and this station.
Striking Los Angeles school teachers will be back in classrooms this morning after a deal was reached with city school officials, but Denver teachers may walk off the job next Monday after passing a strike vote last evening. It's day 33 of the partial government shutdown, part of which includes the Justice Department, and that includes the FBI. Correspondent Andy Rose tells us dozens of FBI agents have issued a report saying investigations of possible crimes, including terrorism, are suffering.
One agent working undercover in counterintelligence cases is quoted in the report expressing serious concern about a major hole in national security, saying, quote, "The fear is our enemies know they can run freely."
The Senate will vote on two competing bills tomorrow toward ending the shutdown. Neither is expected to pass. The Supreme Court says it will hear its biggest gun rights case in nearly a decade, one that seeks to weaken New York City rules, sharply limiting gun owners from carrying firearms outside of their homes. Stock futures moving higher on Wall Street. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Walgreens Boots Alliance has agreed to pay more than $269 million to settle federal and state lawsuits that accused it of overbilling Medicare, Medicaid, and other federal health care programs. U.S. officials say the company accepted responsibility for conduct the government alleged in complaints under the False Claims Act. Subaru's only car factory in Japan has halted output after it discovered a defect in a power steering component from a supplier. Subaru exports the majority of its Japan-made cars, and the stalled plant accounts for roughly 60% of its global production. No word on when production would resume. Cable heavyweight Comcast is on the earnings calendar. Analysts forecast Comcast had a profit of 65 cents per share in the latest quarter, with revenue of about $27.5 billion. The Dow fell 302 points Tuesday after four consecutive days of gains. The S&P dropped 37, while the Nasdaq shed 137. Futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
Cure your cabin fever with a fresh new floor from Lumber Liquidators. Get Charming Copper Heavy, a solid hardwood, for only $2.99. That's 33% off. Or save up to 10% off all Corlux waterproof flooring, like best-selling Beach Cottage Oak Engineered Vinyl Plank. Or get Stone Look Tile as low as 98 cents. Lumber Liquidators' professional installation team can even put in your new floor for you. Plus, get special financing. Don't wait. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The average smoker tries to quit up to 30 times, and many are looking for an alternative. Juul was designed by smokers, for smokers, to be a satisfying alternative to cigarettes. Juul is a vapor product that contains nicotine for a satisfying transition. If you're one of the 34 million adults who smoke, know that there is an alternative to cigarettes. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's J-U-U-L.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Thousands of federal employees and contract workers are going without paychecks during the government shutdown, and they need your donation of food items like canned meat, peanut butter, canned vegetables and fruit, fruit juice, boxed or canned meals like soup or mac and cheese, beans, pasta, rice, and baby formula. Drop off items at Atlanta Bread Company, 3680 Dauphin, Mobile United, 800 St. Joseph, United Way, 218 St. Francis, and Infirmary Credit Union, 130 Mobile Infirmary Boulevard.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings from the text line. Thank you. Said some of the eastbound lanes of the causeway getting partially covered with water. Of course, that's probably courtesy of that big south wind blowing out there, Dr. Bill, as we've got some rain on the way.
Yeah, that wind is going to be gusty through the day, certainly through the morning and into the early afternoon. We've got a cold front that's moving across Louisiana and Mississippi, and that's going to get in here this afternoon. And possibly into the early evening hours, there'll be still quite a bit of rain to the west of the front. And so it'll affect us certainly into the evening. But as for today, a very mild day. We look for temperatures near 70 degrees. And the wind out of the south, gusting to 25 and 30 miles per hour at times. Now, tonight, showers are possible in the evening, and then becoming simply mostly cloudy for the rest of the night, and turning colder. And so by daybreak, we'll see temperatures in the upper 30s, so about 38 degrees for tonight. Then tomorrow, we'll clear off. It'll be sunny and much cooler. And instead of near 70, as it will be today, we'll be in the mid-50s tomorrow with the wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Now, tomorrow night, down into the mid-30s. And then Friday looks good with sunny skies and low 50s. And again, into the mid-30s for Friday night. As for the weekend, shaping up nicely, a little bit warmer. And Saturday will be in the upper 50s and sunny, and plenty of sunshine on Sunday and a high of around 60 degrees. So looks like we could get a nice weekend after some rain today and then some cool weather for Thursday and Friday.
You know, just taking a sense of the moisture in the air and that big south wind out there makes me want to ask you this question. You expect any kind of severe weather today?
There's a possibility of a few thunderstorms developing, particularly as that front moves in. Just a slight chance that any of those could reach severe levels. But for the most part, it's going to be shower activity for today and in the early evening.
All right, Dr. Bill, and remind folks, too, if they have yet to pick up their copy of the 2019 Mobile Weather Marine Almanac, where can they do that, and what's in it?
Well, we have a lot of things, from hurricanes to the tide tables for the entire year, hurricane tracking chart, all-time records for Mobile, and, of course, a daily solar and lunar information, and all of it in 36 pages. You can find them, and they're free, at Old Time Garden Supply in Billy Langford Allstate over in Fairhope, Autocraft Collision Centers in Baldwin County, Robertsdale Power Equipment, here in Mobile, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, also at West Marine, and Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road, and also at Robert Moore Christmas Town. And once again, those almanacs are free.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams checking in right here on Mobile Mornings. Check in with the traffic department. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Bellingrath Road and Lundy Lane, they do have one accident moving out of the roadway. Again, gusts of over 35 miles an hour, especially over the bridge system. So hang on to the wheel this morning. Beyond that, a good ride. Northbound 65, a good start, all the way up towards Chickasaw and Saraland with no delays. Are you starting the new year on a wellness plan? How about eliminating some post-holiday stress by visiting the newly renovated spa at the Grand Hotel in Point Clear, a 20,000 square foot European spa, fitness center, and ladies' men's and quiet rooms with jacuzzi, steam room, and dry sauna. See them at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with UFM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey Labonte recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
Right, 640 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Glad to have you along. And we'll keep checking in with Dr. Bill, get an update on our forecast throughout the morning. Plus, Jeff Poor joins us in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll actually talk a little bit of weather with him because he went along with Governor Ivey's contingent to Wetumpka earlier this week to tour the tornado damage. So we'll get some firsthand accounting in what he saw there. We've seen the pictures, but to have somebody, you know, on the ground walking through, I'll get his take on it as well.
And he talked to Roy Moore yesterday too, right?
He gets the interview with Roy Moore, who is has taken a polygraph test. It's going to be interesting to hear what questions were asked in the polygraph test and how he did. Of course, Roy Moore, one of the people talking about running for Senate in 2020. Also yesterday on Midday Mobile, we talked to State Auditor Jim Ziegler, who announced the exploratory campaign. It's like I'm not announcing that I'm going to run, but I'm announcing that I'm thinking about running, so I'm going to look at if people want me to run.
He's Lewis and Clarking it.
That's right. It's undaunted courage. It's not just not just Jim Ziegler doing that. I mean, a lot of campaigns do that. They have an exploratory campaign before they have a real campaign. So you can say the list is looking like this. And now some of these people have not officially declared, but I'm going to say Roy Moore, Jim Ziegler, Bradley Byrne, Del Marsh, who is Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh. There's word that at least they've asked the questions. Will Ainsworth's group, who just was inaugurated, right, just started officially as Lieutenant Governor of the state, was looking at this as well. I think that list is going to become very crowded. Speaking of crowded list, like I said on Twitter the other day, I think it would be easier to say who in the Democrat hierarchy is not running for president in 2020 than who is. We'll talk about that some more coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. And I mentioned Frontier Airlines. It's pretty good news for the Sullivans because, honest to goodness, we're planning a family trip, and one of the trips we're looking at this year is going to Rocky Mountains National Park. We like national parks.
Yeah.
And hoping government's back up by then so we can go. But I've never been to, I've been to Yellowstone, I've been to Glacier, been, you know, far up into Montana, but I've not been to Rocky Mountains National Park. And this is, and we were already looking at Denver because there are a lot of connections in there, and trying to get a family of four anywhere, you got to find cheap airfare.
Yep.
You're fixing to start learning the multiples of flying family from anywhere to anywhere. So it's good news for family like ours when I heard Frontier Airlines is going to be flying out of Brookley Field, the downtown airport. Okay, so this is the downtown. This is not out at Regional, not at Farmers. So the Denver-based low-cost carrier will provide nonstop service to Chicago's O'Hare Airport and to Denver beginning May 1st. Frontier becomes first airline to offer service from Brookley Field. Via Airlines has talked about providing service at Brookley, but currently operates out of Mobile Regional, where United, Delta, and American Airlines also operate. Flights to and from Denver will operate on Monday, Wednesday, and Saturdays. So we're trying to figure that one out. So scheduling for, you know, family vacation. We already started digesting this information yesterday at the house. So Denver will be Monday, Wednesday, Saturday. Flights to Chicago will be Wednesday and Saturday. Mobile Airport Authority President Chris Curry hopes it's only the beginning. He said, I think the expectation is we start with those two cities, we develop more frequency to those two cities, and then we work with Frontier to develop more destinations out of Mobile's downtown airport. Frontier's offering limited introductory fares. Get this. Now, these will be snapped up so fast. These will be snapped up like a case of moon pies thrown on the street during Mardi Gras. $39 one way to Chicago, and $59 one way to Denver. More information over at flyfrontier.com. Flights from Mobile to Denver leave Brookley at 7:10 p.m., arrive in Denver at 9:15 p.m. Flights from Mobile to Chicago leave at 1:45 p.m. and arrive at 4:19 p.m. Flights from Denver to Mobile leave at 2:38 p.m. and arrive at 6:20 p.m. Flights from Chicago to Mobile leave at 10:45 a.m. and arrive at 12:55 p.m. Frontier operates Airbus 320s, same plane now being manufactured in Mobile. But I broke this down some more, too. That's really good for going Mobile, going to Denver, leaves at 7:10 p.m., which tells me this. I can do it like on a Thursday. I can work both shows here,
uh-huh,
and I can do the stuff we do off air, and then I can go to the airport, and we can go to
fly
Colorado.
Out, yeah. Be in the hotel, and then be ready to roll on Friday.
Pretty cool stuff. All right, 6:45, we're coming right back.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreekatmore.com for complete rules.
My caretaker was very rough with me, but I thought they did it because I wasn't moving fast enough.
My son was supposed to help take care of me, but he was never around.
Elder abuse is a crime, and together we can stop it. If you or someone you know has been abused, neglected, or exploited, call the Adult Abuse Hotline at 1-800-458-7214. That's 1-800-458-7214. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the ABA, and this station.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllStar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Visitation for slain Mobile police officer Sean Tudor is set for Thursday evening from 5 to 8 at Dauphin Way Baptist Church. Another visitation will take place at 10 Friday morning with the funeral to follow at 11. A procession from there to Mobile Memorial Gardens will follow Azalea Road to Highway 90 to Three Notch Road. People are expected to line the route to pay their respects to Officer Tudor. Former students from the Alabama School of Math and Science are weighing in on a rape investigation involving a current student. We're told a group of alumni made a plan to hound the school with calls and emails saying they're angry with how the school responded. The reaction is in response to a letter sent to parents by the alleged victim, which claims the school did not call police when the student reported the assault. In a previous statement from ASMS, the board says police were called, but that statement doesn't say when. The Florida Highway Patrol released pictures of a truck they believe to be involved in a deadly hit and run that happened last Thursday night. It's an image of a dump truck towing a 30-foot trailer. The crash happened on Fairfield Drive. The victim has not been identified. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Major League Baseball has their first ever unanimous selection to the Hall of Fame. Saints fans not letting the NFL off easy, and the Senior Bowl practices have been moved for today. It's 6:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Norwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The 2019 Baseball Hall of Fame class was announced yesterday, with longtime New York Yankees closer Mariano Rivera becoming the first player ever to receive 100% of the vote.
Being elected to the Hall of Fame unanimous, it's amazing. You know, all I have to say is thank God for that.
Former Yankees and Baltimore Orioles pitcher Mike Mussina, the late Toronto Blue Jays and Philadelphia Phillies pitcher Roy Halladay, and former Seattle Mariners designated hitter Edgar Martinez were also elected into the Hall. Rivera holds the record for most saves all time with 652 and won 5 World Series championships. Before yesterday, no one had ever been a unanimous selection to the Hall of Fame before Rivera, who broke Ken Griffey Jr.'s mark of 99.32% of the vote from 2 years ago. Even Babe Ruth didn't get 100% of the vote.
Wow.
In SEC basketball last night, the Alabama Crimson Tide cruised past number 20 Ole Miss 74-53. John Petty came off the bench and led the Tide with 15 points, and Dante Hall scored 11 points with 10 rebounds for a school record 4th consecutive double-double. The 16th-ranked Auburn Tigers lost a tough one at home to South Carolina, 80-77. The Gamecocks pulled off the upset behind Chris Silva's career-high 32 points. In other games, number 8 Kentucky cruised past number 22 Mississippi State, 76-55, and Florida beat Texas A&M, 81-72. Saints fans not taking it easy on the NFL after losing to Los Angeles in Sunday's NFC Championship game. After a missed call by officials helped keep the Saints out of the Super Bowl, at least 2 lawsuits have been filed by local attorneys on behalf of Saints fans. The lawsuits are meant to compel Commissioner Roger Goodell to use his power under the NFL rulebook to replay the final minute and 49 seconds of regulation time of the Saints' overtime loss. In addition, Saints fan Matt Bowers has rented billboards in and around the Atlanta area. That's where they're playing Super Bowl 53. And that was to voice his displeasure with the league. Some of the billboards read, "Saints got robbed" and "NFL blew it," the Cajun style, B-L-E-A-U-X. Also, a petition that started on change.org to replay the game has nearly 600,000 signatures. That was of yesterday afternoon. Saints have taken no formal action against the league so far, but owner Gail Benson released a statement on Monday saying that she has, quote, been in touch with the NFL regarding yesterday's events and will aggressively pursue changes in NFL policies to ensure that no team and fan base is ever put in a similar position again. In coaching news, the Kansas City Chiefs fired defensive coordinator Bob Sutton yesterday. Sutton has worked as Kansas City's defensive coordinator since 2013, when the Chiefs brought in Andy Reid as the head coach. The Chiefs finished 31st in total defense this season, while their offense finished number 1 overall in the league. Senior Bowl practices began yesterday at Ladd Peebles Stadium. The teams were scheduled to practice at Ladd again today, but due to potential bad weather, Executive Director Jim Nagy announced last night that the teams will instead move practices to South Alabama's new indoor practice facility. Because of the limited space, today's practices will be closed to the public, but the NFL Network will air a full recap show beginning at 7 p.m. Oakland Raiders coach John Gruden is coaching the Northern squad this year. He spoke about the advantage of coaching all of those NFL prospects.
You're going to get to learn 100 players and get some hands-on information that you couldn't get if you weren't coaching a game. So we've drafted players from this game before, and I'm sure we'll do that again.
The Raiders have 3 first-round picks in this year's NFL draft. Practices will be back at Ladd Peebles Stadium tomorrow and open to the public. 10 minutes till 7 now. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
Friendly StoneArmsInc.com traffic center officers still on the scene there at Bellingrath and Lundy. Gusty winds of up to 35 miles an hour today, so hang on to that wheel on the way in this morning. So far off the airport, Dolphin and Moffitt and 65, no delays there. The Bayway, the Causeway, from Fairhope and Daphne, Malvis to Spanish Fort, it's a good ride in. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. Call 776-100. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops. Their certified technicians are trained to restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at ProfessionalCollision.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be mild with showers and temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, a few evening showers and thunderstorms, then colder with lows in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Feel like you can't afford to sell your home? Jason Wells' Buyer Premium Listing Program cuts the commission rate in half. That's a total fee of just 3%. Call me, Jason Will, with JWRE at 333-4700. That's 333-4700 or online at jasonwillsellit.com.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a 3-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
6:54, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Kelly will be back with us soon. Dr. Bill's got a forecast coming up, and Kane will keep us up to date with traffic. Traffic-wise, too, thank you from the text line, unnamed texter. By the way, when you hit us up on the text line, like hundreds do, if you want to give us a first name, I mean, it couldn't be your name. You can give yourself a handle. Uh-huh. You can give us your full name. Listen, if you want to give yourself a nickname, usually you're not allowed to give yourself a nickname. It's just the rule.
Yeah,
right, because like, you can't, like McLovin, you cannot give yourself a nickname. But in this case, with our text line, we'll let that rule pass, and you can give yourself a nickname within reason.
Yeah, it has to be a nickname that we can say on the air.
Correct. So when you text in, just put a little tag there, what your name is, your real name or your nickname or whatever. And that way, instead of just saying unnamed texter, I can say, hey, this person who let us know that some of the eastbound lanes of the causeway partially covered with water this morning. We are not at high tide, we're not at low tide, but we got a big strong south wind pushing that water up. You got low pressure that lets the water come up, and that's when we get water in the parking lots and of the causeway and of the eastbound lanes of the causeway, usually there along the foot of Chocolata, those eastbound lanes. I'm just guessing that's where it is. Also, a heads up here, ceasefire tech movement taking over the region because the southeast and mid-south can't can't compete for the technology jobs of the future without the proper resources or training. So CSpire is investing in the education, infrastructure, and people to make the Southeast and Mid-South numero uno. That'd be like number one. And technology. Only 10% of our high schools teach AP Computer Science, so CSpire is teaming up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in their classrooms. They also set up coding programs and competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers they never thought possible. And because high-speed internet and technology is a foundation for economic development, CSpire is on a mission to deliver managed information technology services to more businesses in our region. The future is out there, and the CSpire Tech Movement is leading the way. Join that movement at cspire.com/tech movement. All right, 6:55. I saw the this driving story, as we'll talk about this in traffic. People over at Wallet Hub, usually people at Wallet Hub are putting out stories to dog out the South. But in this case, it says it's kind of a mixed bag. Wallet Hub has updated their annual list of the best and worst states to drive in. The 10 best states this year are Oregon, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Texas, North Carolina, Georgia, Arkansas, Nebraska, and Ohio. Worst place to drive, worst state to drive in?
Got to be New York, right?
Think about in the Pacific.
Okay.
Hawaii.
Really?
Yeah, they say Hawaii. And I saw some things when we were out there in August, and I saw some bad driving, but nothing that that wouldn't happen on an airport in a given afternoon. It's not clear how things changed this much in 12 months, but Texas dropped from first to fifth year to year. Illinois jumped from 10th into second place, and Oregon took the top spot, even though it was sixth last year. Top 10 states for driving in 2019 are Oregon, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Texas, North Carolina, Georgia, Arkansas, Nebraska, and Ohio. The 10 worst states for driving, this is what y'all are waiting around for. Hawaii, of course, is a perennial favorite, or being the worst, followed by Alaska. So the states that are not contiguous seem to be poor drivers.
All I can think for Hawaii is the twisty roads around the mountain.
Okay, well, there's a thing, I didn't see it happen. There's a thing I was told because I was the driver of one of the rental cars. Watch for that. Well, by the way, we had the worst rental car company ever when we were there. But they said, watch for this. People will run into you on purpose to try to get a lawsuit because they know you won't fly back and see them in court. But it says here, Alaska, these are the worst. Alaska, Washington State, California, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Wyoming, New Jersey, and Maryland. Mississippi has the best traffic on the list. In other words, not bad. Missouri has the cheapest gas. And the best place to have your car stolen, or the lowest chance of having your car stolen, is if you live in Vermont. All right, so there you go. We'll be right back.